Parshas Boy, you have the last three makis. Boy is Gematria 3. Arve Choshech, Makis Bechoyrus. The Mak of Choshech, there's a big tumult. In the Rishonim, Kamat Gemara really. What is Choshech? The Gemara says in Chagiga, Daf Yud Beis, a list of 10 things that were created on the first day. Omer Avyud Amarav, Asorah, Dvorim, Nivru, B'yoyim HaRishoy. The Elu Hein, Shemayim, Eretz, Toyu, Vavoyu, Oyer, V'choyshech, Ruach, Mayim, Midas Yoy, Midas Laila. A whole list. On the list is Choyshech. One of the 10 things created is Choyshech. The Maratzchi, Esafelot, over there asks, Choyshech is a Bria. Choyshech is not a Bria. When there's no light, there's no Oyer, so then you're in the dark. You're in the Choyshech. So what does it mean Hashem? One of the 10 things Hashem created was Choyshech. So he's Mavayer, and it's Mefurish like that. There's a lot of Makayers that know there's a Bria called Choyshech. It says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Yoter Oyer Uvoyre Choyshech. Hashem created a Metzias of Choyshech. Lamais, it's not Pasha. There are those that argue. You have to know what to do with this Gemara. They've been Ezra on that Pasuk in Yeshaya, Yoter Oyer Uvoyre Choyshech. Zogt Ibn Ezra, yeah, it says Boyre Choyshech, but for Shteitzach it doesn't mean Boyre Choyshech. There's no such thing as Choyshech. Choyshech is just his head, their or. It's only the absence of light. As I shrived of Sadia going, that Choyshech only means the absence of light. The Marsha in Tomid, the Aflamid base, the Gemara there is talking about that Alexander Mukdun asked the Zikne HaNegev, a whole bunch of Shilas, one of the Shilas was, what was first, Choyshech or Or? And they said, we don't know. And the Gemara says, really, they did know, they knew that it says, Toyu Vavoyu V'Choyshech, and only afterwards Or, first Choyshech and then Or. And the Mashiach writes there, he says, Abad, you see that Choshech is a Bria? And he writes, very sharp, not like those Minim, the Apikorsim, that think that Choshech is only a header of our Farshtetzach, we know that Choshech is a Bria. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Boirei both of them, Yesh Me'ayin. He was Boirei Choshech, he was Boirei Or. Mashiach calls it Minim, but we have Rav Sadia going, we have the Ben Ezra. The going in a lot of places also writes that Choshech is a Bria. There's a Gemara Pesachim that base. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Vayikra Elikim La'oyer Yoyim V'la'choshech Kara Laila. The Gemara says, what does it mean he called Oyer Yoyim V'choshech Laila? The Gemara says it means he called onto the light. Not he gave it a name. He called over to the light. He said, come here. And he called it to Yoyim V'la'choshech. He called over to the Choshech and he called it night. So the Netziv in Meraim Esada also writes over there that is a Bria called Choshech. Hashem called over the Choshech. He says, you should be in charge of the night. What does it mean you should be in charge? The Rebbeinu Peretz there says it means be in charge of the mitzvahs. The Yoyim is in charge of the mitzvahs of the day, he's in charge of the mitzvahs of the night. When we know it's night, certain mitzvahs happen to us. Ayim, Kriya Shema. By day we have certain mitzvahs. So Frechta Netziv, fine, Choshech is a Bria. Why did Hashem have to create it? What do you need Choshech for? If there's no light, so then it's dark, it's Choshech. Why did Hashem have to create this Bria called Choshech? So he said, Geboita for Yerushalmi, Pesachim, and it's also Medrash and Parshas Noyach, that the light of a candle shines brighter at night than in a completely, totally dark room during the day. If you close yourself in a room, totally dark, no sunlight comes in, but it's daytime. So there's oyer. The oyer is shining by the day. The candle will, of course, shine, but not as brightly as the candle will shine by night. The Metzias of Choshech enables that the light should shine brighter. In Kabbalah there's also such an Indian. The Zohar talks about this in Yemarichas, that the light shines more. But there's that concept, that the light shines better at the night. So the purpose of the Bria of Choshech is going the opposite, to show you that there should be light. Mitzat Sheni, the Sifurna of an art, it says Hashem made a mark of Choshech. The first 3 days they were able to move, afterwards it was so thick they couldn't even move. The Sifurna writes that normally he says Choshech, when it says Hashem created Choshech, Choshech just means the absence of light. He goes with those Mishayim. Choshech is just the absence of light. But this Makeh of Choshech, Vayomesh Choshech, the Makeh in Mitzrayim of Choshech was a real Choshech, it was a Metzias. It was something that Hashem created in order to make it more dark. So first of all, I see that the Sifurna understands that Choshech normally is not a creation, it's just Heder Ar. But there's an interesting connection that it's the exact opposite of the Netziv. The Netziv learned that Choshech always is a Bria, but the Matara of the Bria of Choshech is to enable a light to shine brighter. You see, Forno, when he's discussing the Makkah of Choshech, is saying that the purpose of this Bria of Choshech, of this Makkah, was Pung Faker, in order that a light shouldn't be able to shine. The opposite. We know, we spoke last week, I think, that all the Makkahs were for 7 days, except for Makkahs Becharis, of course. Now, Choshech, it says there was 3 days and 3 days. How do you have the Cheshbon of 7 days? So there's a lot of pshat, if I saw once the Chiddush to Kipshat, that the Makkah of Choshech started on Zion Nissan. It was Zion Ches and Tes was the first 3 days. Then Asiri ben Nissan was Shabbos HaGadol. That year Shabbos HaGadol was on Yud Nissan. Shabbos HaGadol, the big Nes happened. So for some reason we don't commemorate it on Yud Nissan, we commemorate it on Shabbos. That's a Bezunderish moves. But that Shabbos there was no Makkah of Choshech. The purpose of the Makkah of Choshech was that the Yidden should be able to bury the Bachamushim Olo, to be buried the 4/5 that were Nifter. So there was 3 days of Choshech, Zayin, Ches and Tes. Shabbos was a day off. There was no Makkah of Choshech. And then the next 3 days, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel was again the Makkah of Choshech. Now the Lashon of the Pasuk is literally by Yomesh Choshech, it was, the Medrash brings down that it was Choshech Ku'uve Hadiner, it was thick like a coin. How do you say, even if you say it's some kind of Bria, what does it mean it's thick? There's a Chiddush that Torah Tamima writes, tremendous Chiddush. He says, Lulei de Mistafina, how could it be that the Yidden had light? They went searching for the money of the Mitzrayim, and the guy in the Mitzrayim had dark. He said, Lulei de Mistafina, he would say that the Makkah of Choshech was that there was a growth on top of the islands of the Mitzrayim. He wants to say a Chiddush. And that growth grew on top of their eyes, and that's why they weren't able to see, and the Yidden were able to see. And that's what it means, it was Ka'oivi Adina, that the covering on their eyes was as thick as a dinar. Oh, but it's a tremendous Chiddush. You have to know Shalom the Medrash. The Dabrin of Ozni Ha'am, it says later on, the Yishalu Ishmei Esrei Eyu, the Ishmei Esrei Usa, they ask, each one should ask from Re'eyu, Klei Chesef or Klei Zov. Pashat means to ask from the Mitzrayim. And the Shaila is, the Shaila is that L'chayr, we learned in Baba Kama that Akum is not Nichlal and Re'eyu. Re'eyu is only a Yisrael. What does it mean over here? The Shaila, Ish me Eis Re'eyu, V'Isha me Eis Re'usa. Re'eyu is not Akum. Only Yisrael is Re'eyu. Ken Zayin before Matan Torah, especially the Yidden were also in the Memtes Shari Tumah, Ken Zayin that they also have a din of Re'eyu. Re'eyu, the reason the guy is not Re'eyu is because we're the Yisrael, and the guy is a guy. But before Matan Torah, we're both Re'eyu. Before Matan Torah wasn't up to that level. Interesting, Taka. Someone was ma'ir to me, a gevaldike ha'ara. The Targum on the word Ivri. The Targum on the word Ivri, in Gans Torah, how is the Targum a Targum Ivri? In Sefer Bereishis, whenever it says Ivri, it says Ivri, Ivra. Yosef was Nar, Ivri, Ivra. In Shmois, in the beginning of Shmois, the notion Ivriyos, it says Yehuda. After Matan Torah, whenever it says Ivri, Evrid Ivri, it says Bar Yisro. Three stages, you have to know what happened over here. But originally it's Ivri, somehow in Shmois, maybe, I don't know, the Ummah of Yaakov Avinu, something happens already, it's Yehuda, but then it becomes Bar Yisro by Matan Torah. Interesting, the Targum, he say that through Torah he switches what Ivri means. But Al-Kupanim can't say before Matan Torah, a Goy is also Re'ei. The Goyin on this pasuk, he says different, he says, they were being asked to borrow from the Yidden. Each Yid was told to ask borrow from the other Yid. And if you're going to do Gemilas HaSodim between the Yid and then it will be Ma'ir also, the Mitzri will also give them. There's various Nuschais. One Nuschah is if you're going to go to a Mitzri with tattered clothes and say, I want you to lend me, B'yashalu, lend me some stuff. He says, we are a poor person, I'm not going to lend you. So first the poor Yidden lent clothes, borrowed clothes from the rich Yidden. So they all have good clothes, B'yashal Ishmeri Eyu, and then they went to borrow from the Mitzri. Vayitan Hashem eschein ha'om be'eni Mitzrayim, and they taka gave. Why do you need the chein ha'om? It was the middle of the lack of Choshech. And then afterwards, they know where it is. The Yidden are going to want to give it. The Mitzvah want to give it away. Vayis the Chai still, to go steal it from the guy is not as Geshmak as if you have his chein, and he's happy to give it to you. Also, Kenzayin, they had other stuff hidden that the Yidden didn't know about. Vayitan Hashem chein ha'om be'eni Mitzrayim. Even that, they said, oh, here, take this also. Efshe. You come to the Pasuk Dalet, the Makkah of Makkahs Bechayrus, Vayomer Moshe, Koy Amar Hashem. Koy Amar Hashem. We know that always all the Nevi'im said Nevuah with Koy Amar Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was a higher Madrega. He was able to say Zeh Adover. Why over here does it say Koy Amar Hashem? So I was clearing, it says Kachatzai Salayla. We have to discuss this. Why it doesn't say Bachatzai Salayla? Oh, but the point is that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say exact. He says Kachatzai. Such a nevuah he's saying over is the bechina of koyam arashem. It's not the zeadam. Rabbi Yitzchak Mibaditchev, I saw in Kedushas Levi, he learns that Moshe Rabbeinu's madrega of aspaklar yahamira only happened by Matan Torah. By Matan Torah is when Moshe Rabbeinu received his higher madrega of ze hadavar aspaklar yahamira to see a clear nevuah. At this stage, he was still at the level of koyam arashem. The ze hadavar madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu was only by Matan Torah, as I shrek to Kedushas Levi. And it's not like Reb Chaim Volozhin, machlokes. Rabbi Yitzchak Mibaditchev with Reb Chaim Volozhin. We spoke other times that Reb Chaim Volozhin learned that by the sneh, Shalna Alecha Me'al Raglecha, he discusses that the Shalna Alecha means to be nispashed from the guf. The guf is a nail to the neshama. And you're supposed to be nispashed. Moshe Rabbeinu at the sneh, at the minder of the sneh, received his darga of nevuah v'aspaklar yamihir. So it's a machlokes when Moshe Rabbeinu received that madrega. Now he says kachatzois. Why doesn't he say takabachatzois? The Gemara says in brachis, so the mitzvim shouldn't come with tainus afterwards. I heard once Ken Light of Shah, the purpose of Makas Bechairis has two in Yonim. First of all, it's the 10th Makkah, Avada. But also, at that moment of Chatzois is when Klal Yisrael was born. The Emes, that's really when it happened. Hashem jumped over the Yidin's house. They did, Bechairis was Halaloi Devei Dezara, Halaloi Devei Dezara, but they were Makabuk, Dam Pesach, Dam Mila, and they made a Kabbalah. And now Hashem was mafchin between the Yisrael and the Mitzrayim. That happened by Chatzos. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to kill the Mitzrayim and didn't kill the Yidin, that havchana happened by Chatzos. Hashem wants that to happen by Chatzos, in a split second, not over a period of a few seconds. We don't want taruvis of a little bit Mitzri, a little bit Yid. We want a clear cutoff point. First they were halal oif, they were the Zohar. Now after Chatzos, they're on a new madrega. Af the market to Paroi, it's not so relevant. You tell Paroi, listen, somewhere in the middle of the night, Be'erach, Tachatzois, we're going to shmeis all the Bechayrus. It doesn't require the Bachatzois. The requirement of Bachatzois is not for the Makkah. The Makkah could be Kachatzois. The Azhara to Paroi is able to be Kachatzois. It's the union of the Havchana that Klal Yisrael is being created over here that's Bachatzois. That requires a clear-cut thing. I always tell too, the Meshech Chochmah says that the Gemalta Kediyak later on by the Korban Pesach, Hashem says, Al Toichal Mimenu No, two isurim about the carbon pesach. Don't eat it no, and don't eat it, don't make noiser. It says, al toichlu mimenu no. Al is a weaker lashon. Al toichlu mimenu no. The loy is a sir mimenu, but noiser, the loy is a stronger lashon. The isur of al toichlu mimenu no is before chatzois. Before chatzois, it's not crying so yet. Hashem is telling them, al toichlu mimenu no. After chatzois, they reach the higher madrega. The loy is a sir mimenu ad boik. Now there's another pshat why it says kachatzois, the mahalach of Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin. He says, the emes, the lashon of the pasuk is vayavar b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem traveled through Mitzrayim. Avada the makas b'chayrus was exactly at chatzois. But if anyone understands a little bit how time works, Mitzrayim is quite a big place. It's not chatzois exactly in the entire Mitzrayim at the same time. Time is in different places, different times. It's a few minutes. Right? From here to America is 7 hours difference, right? There's differences of times. Mitzrayim also, I don't know if it's in one time zone or two time zones, but the time zone of Stam, the Heskem Umar, is every few hundred, every amount of miles, they make another hour. But the Etzem, time is different every place. In a literal sense, time is different here than it is there at the other end of the room. On a minute difference. Makis Bechayrus life is like travel like a wave through Mitzrayim. At the border, it was Chatzos, that's when it started, and it slowly traveled, whatever it was, Chatzos, by Yavor. And that's why Paroi's mansion, wherever he was not at the border. It was somewhere in the middle of Mitzrayim. So where Paroi's living, the Makas Bechayrus started at Kachatzois. The Bakat and Stam started a few minutes, or a few seconds, maybe even a few minutes, before Chatzois on Paroi's Cheshbon. That's Kachatzois, that on Paroi's Cheshbon it was Kachatzois. You have in the middle of the parasha, we go down to the first mitzvah, Klal Yisrael is becoming a Klal Yisrael. Vayomer Hashem Moshe, HaChodesh HaZelochem, Resh Hadoshim. The parish of Korban Pesach, it's a yam for the Yonim over here. First of all, on the Indian of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibr Shonim, HaChodesh is Elohim, HaKadosh Baruch was telling Moshe and Aaron the Yonim of Kiddush HaChodesh. There's a din by Ibr Shonim, when you're making the months, right? Since the lunar calendar is different than the solar calendar, it's off by 11 days even, so we have to have every 19 years, we have to have 7 years to be in Ibriya. That's why we have the calendar now. But in those days, the Chazal would have to decide. The Shiva Chachamim would have to sit aside at the Shbi Ibr Shana. And the din is, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Ches, Ein Moishiv in Loi Melech, V'loi Kayim Gadol B'Ibr Shana. A Melech and a Kayim Gadol are not kosher to sit on the Bezdin to decide about making an Ibriya or an extra Adar. Melech mishum asfanyo, the Kohen Gadol mishum tzina. The Kohen Gadol has an agias. Kohen Gadol has to walk barefoot on Yom Kippur and he doesn't want it to be cold. He wants the Yom Kippur to come out earlier. He does not want it to be a mu'uberes. And the Melech wants it to be a mu'uberes. The Melech has to pay his chayolim once a year to the army. He has to pay them once a year. If it's an ibriyar, it comes out better for him. He pays less. He pays a yearly thing, not a monthly thing. Now it says over here that Moshe and Aaron are allowed to do it. Moshe is a Melech and Aaron is Kohen Gadol. So they're both not allowed to be the ones to decide about ibrishon al-kupon. So there's a chav. The negiyas is cancel each other out. The Melech's negiyas is that it should not be, that it should be Mubaris. He wants it a shana Mubaris. He has a bigger year. He pays once a year his funds. The Kohen Gadol has a negiyas that it should not be Mubaris. So Moshe and Aaron together are kosher because the two negiyas can cancel each other out. As always, up in Afilpo. I heard over. But it doesn't stem with the Rambam. The Rambam, when he brings down this din, Melech is not in the land of Eber Shona. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Dalet Aloch Yir Aleph, Ein Meishivin Le'Eber Shona, Loi Melech, Loi Kohen Gadol. Melech Mipnei Chayaloisov Umulchamoisov, Shema Daitoi Noita B'Shvimoi La'aver, Oy Shemoi La'aver. The Kohen Gadol Mishem Tzim. The Rambam is worried that a Melech has both Negis. And on one hand, the Melech might have a Negis yet to make an Eber. On the other hand, he might have a Negis Dabke not to make a Muberis. What's the Pshat of the Rambam? What's Taka the Negis of the Melech? If he pays by the month, it also doesn't make a difference. He'll pay every month. It doesn't make a difference what you call the month. So there's one Pshat Bakek, people that owe taxes to the king. It's the other way around. And they have to pay a yearly tax. The Melech doesn't want it to be Muberis. The Margolius Hayam, Hafanarat and Sanhedrin there, he brings from the Adaris that the soldiers have a Ptor of Shona Rishoina. And it's Taka Shaila, we talk about it differently. If Shona Rishoina is 12 months, or it goes with the Shana Muberis. Assuming that if the Shana is Muberis, the Shana Rishana gets lengthened, so the Melech has an agis that it shouldn't be Muberis, so it shouldn't, the Chayolim shouldn't have a Cheshman to doctor to say that they don't want. They have a longer Shana Rishana. Ken that's even Meduik, the Rambam says, Mishu Melchamoisov v'Chayoloisov. Melchamoisov is Tiyevi Ma'abar, Chayoloisov is Tenati Ma'abar. Yeah, now you have the Avis of Kiddush HaChodesh. We speak about this in the beginning of Makis a lot. Mamash Bekitzer. Eidus HaChodesh is a very interesting Eidus. It's not an Eidus on a person. It's an Eidus about the moon. Lamarshal, there's a Shiloh, Mechasrimach Chlerz, and Mitzvah Dalit. If a person has an Egeus, Negeya B'dover is allowed to be made Eidus HaChodesh. What's Negeya B'dover Eidus HaChodesh? A person has a rental, and he rented it for the year, or for the month, and he wants to know if it's Lamed Adar now, or it's Aleph Nisan, or any month. If he wants to know if it's the last day of the month or the beginning of the next month, he has a Negeus. Is Negeya B'dover allowed to be made? There's a tzad of the achronim that can't say Negeya B'dover doesn't apply over here. If Negeya B'dover is Chashash Meshaker, maybe there's part of Chashash Meshaker. Machlek is Sma'ad Delevush. But if Negeya B'dover is a psul, it's as if you're a Kariv. You're a Kariv to the moon, you're being made about the Levona. And then it goes even weiter, we have the Tumma, we know whenever you made an Eidus that it's not shy to do Kasha Zomam, Eidus on Ben Grusha, the Mishnah, Daf Beis and Malkus. Instead you give them Malkus. What about if someone's made Eidus HaChoydesh? Of course it's not shy to Kasha Zomam, what are you going to do to him? Throw him into the moon, what are you going to do? There's no Kasha Zomam. Or Rabbi Kiveger and Shuba writes, you don't even give Malkus. Because even the Malkus, the Loisana Bereachoy Choker. The Eidus HaChoydesh is not even the Loisana Bereachoy. You don't even get Malkus. So then the Achroim have a problem. So it's an Eidus Shi'iyat Yochel Azima. Tyson, the beginning of Makis, asks, Eidus of Ben Grusha, is Eidus Shi'iyat Yochel Azima. So he says, Chod you get Malkus, in one of his Trutzen. He says, Chod you get Malkus. Or Eidus HaChodesh, you don't even get Malkus. It's literally, L'chayre, Eidus HaChodesh is Eidus Shi'iyat Yochel Azima. The Beis Halevi that has a whole kasha. He spoke about his barichas in Makis. There's a din, Ein Eid Nasa Daim. An Eid can't become a Daim. And there's a shalom to Rishonim, why not? Some Rishonim say, because you have to stand, the Eid has to stand and the Dayan has to sit, you can't do both at the same time. Gosh. But one of the Malachim Tosfos brings in a few places in Shas, Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, because an Eid who becomes the Dayan will not be Makabel Hasoma on himself. And it's an Eid of Shi'iyat Yochel Azima. But if by Kiddush HaChodesh we anyways don't care if it's Eid of Shi'iyat Yochel Azima. It anyways can't come to Kasha Zama. We shouldn't look here if it's going to come to Kasha Zama. Mitaka can't come to Kasha Zama. It should come out that by Kiddush HaChodesh it should be Eid is not the Dayan. If the whole reason why normally Ein Eid Nasa Dayan is so it should be able to come to Hazama, Eid to HaChodesh anyways can't come to Kasha Zama. And it's Mefurish in the Gemara, in Ksubis, in Rosh Hashanah, that Ein Eid Nasa Dayan is even by Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh. So here's what the Beis HaLevi says, as you saw, the Inyan of Kasha Zama, besides giving the punishment of Kasha Zama, every Eidus has to be potentially roi to get upshlugged, to get the upshlug of the Kasher Zomer. Even Eidus HaChodesh, the guy has to say, yes, I saw it at this hour, at this day, in this place, in order that they should upshlug it. He won't get an Oynish of Kasher Zomer. He won't even get Malkus, according to Rabbi Kiveir. He won't even get Malkus of Oysan. But it's supposed to be an Eidus that's roi to upshlug, that it should have somewhat the Gedorim of Eidus that can get upshlugged. The Mechassana has another interesting shaila. If someone, two Eidim come at the Bezin, they want to be made, that's the new month, they want to be made, it's Aleph Nissan. But they're exactly, they're children. Their bar mitzvah day is Aleph Nissan. They're coming in now and they want to be made, it's Aleph Nissan. We don't know if they're Gedoylem. If it's Lamed Adar, then they're not Gedoylem, they're still Ketanim. If it's true that it's Aleph Nissan and you accept their Eidus, so then it's Aleph Nissan and they're Gedoylem and you can accept the Eidus. But it doesn't start. So the Menachas Chinuch says, first of all, he has a problem, it's Eidus Shiyat V'Yochel Azima. Because if you're going to be mad from them, it comes that it's not Aleph Nisan, so they were never Eidim to begin with, because they were Ketanim. So he's mafabal about that. But then he says, you know what the din is? Bezdin could decide. Right now, in front of Bezdin is Ketanim. They don't have to accept them. They could say, go home. If Bezdin wants, they could accept them. Be makabal the Eidus. Bevatachat their Gedoyim, and it's a good Eidus. Or Bezdin could say, I don't know where you are. It's Laman Adar as far as I'm concerned. Go home. Bezdin could decide. There's no chiyuv, whatever they want. But Oifel Lehepech, the Mechassanach also has a shayla. What if two Eidim came in and said that it's Aleph Nisan? Two Gedoylem, older people, they came in and were made that it's Aleph Nisan. And then comes in two people that want to be mazin them. The people that want to come be mazin them, their bar mitzvah is an Aleph Nisan. If not for the Eidus, so they're ketanim and they can't be mazin, they're ketanim. Their whole chus to show up to Bezin, to be mazin the Eidei HaChodesh, is the fact that the Eidei HaChodesh made an Aleph Nisan. If they want to upslug them, it's going to go back and become Laman Adam. And that, the Mechassanach says, no, it remains Aleph Nisan. Because the din is, even when it's Atem Akilu Shoyugin Atem Akilu Mezidin Atem, we darshan that Eidus HaChodesh is accepted anyways. So the Eidus will remain, that it will be Aleph Nisan. Even if you're going to make them Zoymimin, it still remains Aleph Nisan. So you accept the Azoma, even though, with the brain, it's not going to be Aleph Nisan. Because we accept that it's Aleph Nisan. Yeah, there's so many other things. We have the union of the Korban Pesach. There was a special din of Venasatu es Adom al Shtei HaMezuzos v'al HaMashkoif. The putting of the dam on the mezuzos and the mashkoif, on one hand, was an inyan of an ois, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see that it's there on the mezuzos and the mashkoif and not kill the bechayer of those houses. On the other hand, the Gemara says in that it was a din mizbeach. There was a din mizbeach here, that on the mizbeach, instead of the mizbeach, there's rikas dam of the carbon, on the mizbeach over here, there's rikas dam. The Gemara says the Gimel Mizbechai saw you shum. Shtei on mezuzah and the mashkev. There was a special in Zrikas Dam on the mezuzah and the mashkev. There's a lot of Torah. It says that the apples, they mixed it up with the dam mila. L'chayr, after dinner for carbon Pesach, you have to be zayrut the dam, you have to use dafka the dam of the Pesach. After ois, the oil of the ois on the bottom, you can mix it up afterwards, even with the dam of mila and put it there. Two different dinim. It's a sach Torah thing in them in you. L'ochel es avosra b'layla zetz li'esh u'matzois al-meroyrim yechlu. The Rosh says in Erev Sochem, the Rosh of the Pasuk is, you should eat it, umatis al meroyrim yoichluhu. You should eat it, the carbon Pesach, yoichluhu, it, the carbon Pesach, with matzah and mar. The Rosh of Achila, he says, is going on the carbon Pesach. It doesn't say anywhere a din of Achila on matzah and mar. Maybe you could eat a mashahu of matzah and mar. Together with the Achila of the carbon Pesach, also, al matzis umroyrim yoichluhu, the carbon Pesach. So he says, Be'emes, you shouldn't eat a kezais. Now he says, you need to eat a kezais of matzah. Because it's a different pasuk, a different parsha. Be'erev toich l'matzos. So after dinner, be'erev toich l'matzos. You need a kezayis of matzah. But mor, where does it say you need a kezayis of mor? So the Rosh says, be'emet, you don't need a kezayis of mor. But since the lashon of the bracha is al achilas mor, so because of the lashon of the bracha, you should eat a kezayis of mor. By koirich, koirich, you don't make a bracha al achilas. Aybazoi, you don't need the kezayis of mar in kaifa. Because the Rosh said the only reason you need the kezayis is because of the lashon of bracha. The Shavisari is stark choylich on the Rosh. He says, how could you say the lashon of the bracha is kaveya? What the din is be'etzim, there's no din of kezayis. Now the lashon of the bracha is kaveya. It's mamash apella. Rabbi Shteyn Rosh, I once heard a machudis to give shout out the Rosh. Avada the Rosh learned there's a din of kezayis. Because midirabbanon, there was a takana to eat mar. Midiraisim is manazet, there's no carbon pesach, there is no din to eat mar. Bechlau. Matzah there is, but Erev Taif L'matzah. But with the Reis of Bezman, there is no mitzvah of Mar. Because there's no Karm Pesach, no Mar. No, Chazal was mesakim derabbanan. No, the Rosh was mesupik. What's the gather of this derabbanan? Was the gather of this derabbanan taka a mitzvah achilas maror and the yinid kazayis, or is the gather just to have mariris and it's enough a mashiv to have mariris? Zok the Rosh, I have a right. Since the Lashon HaBracha is al achilas maror, from the fact that the Lashon HaBracha is al achilas maror, that shows me that the gather of the takana is taka, that there's a din achila. He doesn't just mean stam at Lashon HaBracha, you have to, so it shouldn't be sheker, you should eat it kazayis. The Lashon HaBracha was megala to us, that's the din. Now again, on this din of matzah, Moreiram Yechlu, there's a din, the oil is knowing, it's a pasch on the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Tafai and Hay, that Lechatchili is supposed to eat the entire kazayis in one shot. Everyone's trying to get the whole thing down in one shot. Who kazayis in this? Mighty matzah. Everyone's trying to get the whole thing down. What's the inyan? In Kala Taira Kula, Achila always is measured the Chdei Achila's pras. Right? You can't eat a mashu and 20 minutes later eat another mashu. To be considered a syrup of Achila, this Gedara. Sai Vehilchas Macholas Asuris, Vehilchas Achila's Mitzvah, Vehilchas Birchas Hamozen. For all Dinim, Achila is nimdak with Chdei Achila's pras. And if Adabai Matzah also be Di'evad, Yaitzah be Chdei Achila's pras. Where's the Makar that Lechatchila you have to eat the matzah the Bas Achas? In one Bliya. Why Matzah when Kala Taira Kula is such a Muslim? But Sukhanor brings down the din. So the Magen Avraham, the Bir Agro says pshat. There's a brayso. The Gemara says by Maror it says ochel lechatzoy in yotza. The whole list of things ochel and demai yotza. Ochel lechatzoy in yotza. If you eat it lechatzoy, what does it mean lechatzoy? It doesn't mean half a gazayis now, half a gazayis 3 hours later. That about the inaugurates. Ochel lechatzoy in yotza means that the eved you ate it bechdei achilas pras piece by piece in yotza. Meduik that is inyan to eat it lechatzoy. But what's the pshat? And this brayso is by Maror the stomach, within by matzah. The Magen Avraham brings another makar from the Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin says like this. The Mordechai asks, the Trumas Hadeshin brings a Mordechai. How do you eat Kairuch? Kairuch is three kazesim. Matzah, Pesach, and Mor. How do you eat three kazesim of Kairuch all in one shot? It's not possible to swallow three kazesim. Zok the Mordechai, it's possible. If you chew it up well first, it's possible to swallow the whole thing. That's what the Mordechai says. So Zok the Trumas Hadeshin, who says you have to swallow the whole thing in one shot? Most people who did. By Matzah, to eat the whole thing in one shot. So Reb Chaim and Stenzel, he argues. Reb Chaim and Stenzel says, there's no raya from here. Maybe that's only a din in Kairach. Kairach, the whole types, the whole mouth of Kairach is the Zazamenkite. By Kairach, maybe it requires you have to swallow the whole thing. But the Murph, how do you swallow the whole thing? Not that you could chew it first, you swallow. But who says by matzah there's a raya? Maybe matzah you could eat like Kolot Erekul, but the Chimis Pras. So we have the Goins Makar. The Goins Makar is from the Bryce, the Okhlach Atzariyat. Now, the price there is by Mor. The price can say, who wasn't by Matzah? By Mor, it's not so easy, you know, maybe you could be Mekel. By Shver Tzal, he wanted to say a Kiddush. Maybe there's no riot from this din, this Brysa. Maybe it's Dafke by Mor. The Emerson Kolot Erekulot, the din is Kedei Achilas Pras. Maybe by Mor, the reason why there's a din, you should eat it by Vasachas, is not Achilchas Achila. No, the Yisoid of Mor is to have the Mariris. The Mariris of swallowing Kazayis the Vasachas is an under a Mariris than taking it slowly through a Shir of Kedei Achilas Pras. So the Mechayiv Lechatchila, you should eat more of the Vasachas, has nothing to do with Gidrei Achila. Gidrei Achila, like in Kol HaTorah Kula, is Bechdei Achilas Pras. Same way for a Mechol HaSuras, for Birchas HaMotan, for Mitzvahs, the Shir is Kedei Achilas Pras. By Mitzvahs Achilas Morer also, the Achilas Kedei Achilas Pras. The Inyan of Lechatchila eating it with Vasachas is in order to get an extra festkeit of Mariris. By the Zayt, Avada only a din in Morer. Like that thought, it would only be a din in Morer and not a din in Mashiach. And the Emes Matzah Dugma Ledover. There's another halacha in the same sugi there. Bola Matzah Yotzef. You swallow the Matzah Yotzef. So they state that din, that Hilchas Achila doesn't require only Isa. Right? We passed in a code. They're cool. The Bola is Yotzef. You don't need Leisa with the teeth. You don't have to chew. Bliya is enough. Bola Morer La Yotzef. Why? The Ba'in on Tam Morer. What's state in Gemara? That Gedir Achila is one thing. But then Hilchas Morer maybe requires other things also. It was Bala, and Achilchas Achila, Gedrei Achilchas Achila Yotzef. But there's another tonight, Be'inan Morer V'yotzef. So that's what his chiddush was. Maybe this inyan of the brayso that it's meduyik, that lechatchila you should eat it b'masachas, was not mitzvah Hilchas Achila b'chlal. It was mitzvah Hilchas Meriris. We have two chumras in Morer that's mitzvah, not Hilchas Achila, but mitzvah the Meriris. That Bala is Yotzef, that's a Gemara. And the lechatchila eating it b'masachas, and not relying on Kedei Achilas Pras. I was clearing a machshava. On the other hand, we had the diak and the rush. The rush was meduik that by Mara you don't have to eat even a kazayis. He had a havamine. He says only as lashon habracha. Kevin, it's the same thing. Vifucha, double vifucha. The same way we saw by Mara, it's not telling gidrei achila, even something that is ois kahal and gidrei achila. Or maybe if it's felt in the rear, you're not yoitza. By bola, you're not yoitza. By kedei achilas pras, it's not lachatchila. who went in Fakeret. Maybe you don't need the Chizayis, which is you all need the Gedarim of Achila. Marr on both ends is not totally in the regular Gedarim of Achila. Sayla Chum, Sayla Kula, got various dinim. Now you have the din of the Korban Pesach. Pasuk Tes. Al Poich Lemenu, no, Bushel Mavushel Bamoyim, Kim Tzliyesh, only Tzli. Now, Avad, if you cook the Korban Pesach, you're over on two things. You're over on a lav of Al Poich Lemenu Mavushel, and also you're over a bittel essay of Kim Tzliyesh. As I stated in the Sugyan, Pesach and Daf Memalach. There's two different inyonim. When you cook the Korban Pesach, instead of Tzli, you're over an essay and a lav. The Gemara says, then Sachem, what if you cook it in Chami Tveri? Bishul b'Chami Tveri. We know that Bishul b'Chami Tveri of Hilchas Shabbos is not called Bishul. But the Brisa says, Bishul, Korban Pesach b'Chami Tveri, you're over. In fact, the Gemara, why? It's not Bishul. So the Gemara, no, Abad, you're not over Bishul. You're not over Lava Bushel Mavushel. It's not Bishul. But it's not Tzli either. So what the Brisa meant is that you're over the, when you do Bishul b'Chami Tveri, you're over the essay of Tzli. But you're not over the Lava Bishul. Fret the Cheshik Shvoima. Afanorat, and Afamalef, and Rabbi Itzla fret this in Priyitzchak. How do you have cook a Korban Pesach in Chami Tveria? How do you get it to Tveria? Korban Pesach is Kochim Kalim, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. If it leaves the Chaymas Yerushalayim, it's possible Yotzi. It's Nifso. The Korban is Nifso. So what's the sole issue if you do Bishul b'Chami Tveria, if you're over only Tzli, or you also over Bishul? It's the Psul Yotzi. So he comes up with a tariff that you took Chami Tveri in a thermos in a Kli Rishon, you bought it from Tveri, it's still hot, and you cooked it inside. It's a chiddush, that's all called Bishul b'Chami Tveri. Or maybe it means some other hot springs that Avtaka found in Yerushalayim. The Gemara says himself, there is no Chami Tveri. It's name Ma'ein Chami Tveri of Yerushalayim. But the Sahara Taka. The next pasuk, V'achaltam oisei v'chipozoi. There's a famous Yisoid from a Tzadik, in Tzidkas HaTzadik, he writes, only in the beginning, there's the shtickel. Tzidkas HaTzadik, he says, the Yisoid in Avodas Hashem. We know that the din of chipazon was only in Pesach Mitzrayim, not in Pesach Doiris. He says, the Yisrael in the Vayit Hashem, a person has his Oiris, the Erev Tazach is b'chipazon. The first jump around has to be b'chipazon. If you're not going to go b'chipazon, you'll get killed. Afterwards, though, you have to go b'nesinus, with seichel. You can't just jump in the cheshboinus, with the shikol adas. But the Erev Tazach, the Erev Tazach spring around is b'chipazon. That's the remedy that Pesach Mitzrayim, b'chal the Vayit is b'chipazon. Afterwards, you can have the you go slower. The chagoyim oisei chag l'Hashem, v'doreiseichem chukas oylam chagu. Zot the meshach chokma. People think we commemorate Pesach because we were saved. Mishibud l'geula. If the reason we commemorate Pesach is shibud l'geula, nu now we're in Golus. What's the pshat? We're remembering Masamol Geven. Shteit on the pasuk underzak. The chagoyim oisei chag l'Hashem. The reason we're making the chag is l'Hashem because we not so much the shibud l'geula. But the oimak of the Shibud l'geula is that we came to Hakar in the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Oy bazoi, chukas oylam tichagul. It passes even in Golus. Because the ikar nekudah of the chagoyis amayisah is chag l'Hashem. Our people in Golus, we blive with our Hakar in the Rabbanu Shel Olam. That's why, type it up. Oy bazoi, chukas oylam tichagul. Kneish, the Meshach Chacham. Ach, bayoyim arishoyim, tashbisu sa'or mi bateichem. Learn this, against the psochas man, learn Nordi Sugya. Of she'esh ein vart pshat na pasuk. We learn a chumash nish to go up sachem. We know that by chametz, not only is it osur to eat, it's osur the bal yura, bal yimotze. Chazal made a takana. By the vittel of that, Chazal made a takana. You should do beer min abayis. You're not even allowed to rely on vittel mid the rice. Vittel is enough. Either vittel is gufa tashbisu, as I state in Rashi in sachem, as I state in the Targum though tivatlon. The other pshat is that bittul is hefker, but you could be mavatla. But no, we say no, you have to wear your roll and you must say, and don't even do bittul. Get it out of the house. Fred and the Rishonim, Taisim Sachim, the Rishonim, the Ran, all the Rishonim in the beginning of Sachim. By other Macholas Asurus, we don't find it's also to eat, but there's no bal yura, bal yimotze. So first they say because it's karis. Chometz is chomer because it's karis. Oh, but that's not enough. Chelev is also b'karis. Lo yimatzanu, lo shamanu. That is lo yura. And lo yimotze on chelev. So they say because chametz is not bottle minay. Chelev the whole year is asim, but chametz the whole year is mutter. All of a sudden now, for 7 days it's asim. It's loy bottle minay. Abba Fred and Zeynacham, what's with Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is karis. Yom Kippur is only one day and it's not bottle minay. The whole year we do eat. There should be a bayiron food on Yom Kippur. Okay, it's not for day. She asked her, the kids have to eat. Mekanzogin threw it some. Abba, why isn't there bayiron on Yom Kippur? Karis is da. Yom bottle minay is da. It's only for one day. One day, it's not eight again. But 7 days. So Rav Nosson Adler, the Rebbe from the Chasam Sofer, he says, I'll stay in the pasuk. Ach, by Yom HaRishon, Tashbisus Arba B'Techem. On the first day of Pesach, you have to get rid of the chametz. It's not just enough, you don't eat it. Why? Why? Ki kol oi ki, because. Ki kol oichel chametz v'nichrasom. There's going to be a karas. And also, kol oichel chametz. The whole year we do eat it. Yom Kippur. Yom HaRishon, Yom HaShvi, but it's for 7 days. 7 days is ready now. So, all the Rishonim Cheshbin, I'll state in the Pasuk. Ushmartim as a matzah, there's a special thing of shmirah by matzahs. They have to watch it from becoming chametz. There's another thing, there's a din shmirah l'shmo. But before that, you have to be shomer the matzah, the din in the matzah. There's a famous kasha from the Tzlach. We know that matzah has to be made out of the chameshas meaning dogon. The Gemara runs out that you can't make matzah from oiris. Oiris! Besides the problem of kidneys, but father. But you can't make matzah from oiris. The Gemara runs out only five minim which can become the chametz. Only the five minim which can become the chametz has a din of matzah. Oiris cannot become the chametz, so it doesn't have a din of matzah. Without that drasha, you can make matzah from oiris also. It's also, it's a lechem. It's a lechem matzah, why not? Frek, it's lach. Oiris can't come to chametz, so it doesn't pass shmirah. Why do you have to tell me that you can't make matzah from oiris? Because it's a gzeres hakosu, only something that comes to chametz can be matzah. The Gemara runs out from a pasuk. Down the achadet. Oiris doesn't come to chametz, so there's nothing to watch for. Vos pasu shmartim. A matzah of oiris would be possible because it doesn't apply with shmartim. So first he says, that alone is the shmirah. Knowing that it won't come to chametz. You makayim the din shmirah. But the chil is pashin, there's nothing to watch. So there's an einfal teretz. What if I would make matzah a mixture out of oiris and chitim? Half a kezayis of chitim and a half a kezayis of oiris. As that mixture, l'chayra, it's a shayla, yushalmi, blila. Let's assume that mixture could also come to chimutz. A mixture of oiris and chitim. So I have to watch it. I have to watch the oiris also already. I have to watch the dough. I made a dough mixed out of oiris and chitim. Such a dough I have to watch. It will be kosher for matzahs. I have to make shmir on it. Adem state, no, the chetza of matzah is only the chamesh's meaning. If you make a matzah half out of chitim, half out of oiris, if there's not a kezayis worth of chitim in it, you're not going to be yoyt. So it's not kemina, I'll staroid this. There's other raid in the Achroinim and discussion that there's really two dinim in matzah. There's be'erev toichlu matzois, and there's al matzah sumer mechlu. And there's big toif from Itzla that the dinim of shmartem is only on the be'erev toichlu matzois, and therefore it can be not kemina, it's like, I mean, which matzah you have? But the best is toif. Vayihi b'chatzi alayla. Exactly b'chatzi alayla. See, do it b'shem de briskerov. The Haggadah state, what does it mean by Chatzi Alayla? There's no such thing as Chatzi Alayla. There's the first half of the night, and there's the second half of the night. There is no in-between. If you break a night, it's exactly two parts, each one 6 hours. It shows Marius. There's no in-between, not even a split second. When was Marcus Bechiris? So the Biskarov, death also doesn't take any time. The first half of the night, they were alive. The second half of the night, they were dead. Vayi b'chatzi alayla. The center of the night. Dead center. Exactly at the center. The first half, they were alive. The second half, they were dead. As I said, Biskarov. L'maisa Tzidua, the beginning of Masech Tesmachas. Before Masech Tesmachas, Masech Tesmachas is about the Yom of Avelis and Nisa. Before Masech Tesmachas starts, you never have this. There's a Hakdama. Hakdama. There's a Stira, the Brisa. Before Brisa, there's Perak Aleph, Brisa Aleph. Before Brisa Aleph, Perak Aleph, there's a Hakdama. The Masech Tesmachas, the Tanoim, Brisa, has a Stira. It says, Vayihi b'chatzi alayla. And on the other hand, it says, Vayihi b'yoyim. He li kol b'chor b'yoyin. He kasei kol b'chor b'yoyin at daytime. Effective. When was Matis b'chayus? On one hand it says vayihi b'chatzi alayla. On the other hand it says ki li kol b'chor b'yoyin he kasei kol b'chor. And for the Masech B'smachis, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the emes by Matis b'chayus by chatzos they didn't die. Hashem gave them a hakah and they turned into goysesim. But they were goysesim the whole night. And finally, only in the morning did they finally die. So it's not Masech B'smachis. Tremendous chiddush. They didn't die by chatzos. Only the Hakol was by Chatzos. It's Mezuyik in Davening. By Mayriv Davening we say, HaMakek Be'avrosi Kol B'chayim Etzayim. They got a Mak. Only in the morning do we say, Kol B'chayim HaRokta. In Shachras we say, in Ezra's, Kol B'chayim HaRokta. The Ariga was only by the day. As I state. Now what does the Masech Tesmachas want with this Hakdama? So up and on at the Nachlas Yaakov, on the Pirish, on the bottom, he says a beautiful pshat. The first Halach in the Masech Tesmachas is Goytis Hareyu Kachay L'chol Dover. A Goytis has a din of a live person. It's not a Tama, he has a din of a live person. So there's a right. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Flamentet, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kodesh Baruch is a Kohen. I just think Gemara. The Gemara asks, a certain min asked Rabbi Yechanan, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitar himself after he buried Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Gemara is a shaka matar, maybe with fire, maybe with water. How was he mitar himself after he was Kohen? By Yikbar, I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kohen. So in fact, Toysus, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mitar to bury Moshe Rabbeinu? So Toysus, Shiva cried. But here we have Marcus Bukhairis, how did Hashem be mitar to kill Bahikah? He hit them. How did he have a right to kill them? How did he declare it? There it is. It was only goitis. And they didn't die till the morning. Zok the Erech the Brisa. Good. That's how the halacha starts. Goitis the Reyev Kechayel Chodom. Goitis the Reyev Kechayel Chodom. That's a tremendous chiddush. The Makis Bechayrus was at night. And it ended by day. It's Negei Halacha Lamaita. It's a shayla. Can a person make a pigeon at bed at night? This is a big tumult in the Poiskim. So the Marsham said, some people would arrive because Makis Bechayrus was by night. So Zichar the pigeon at bed, which is Zichar, but that could be at night. So he says, no, Makis Bechayrus was by day. They finally died by the day. They under a mouth. And there's another connection at Negeia. In the Indian of Tainus Bechayrus, we don't have time for the whole Indian of it, there's a mice like this. A father, if he has a baby that's a Bechar, he has to fast for that Bechar until he becomes a Gadol. What if a person has a baby the night of Erev Pesach at the Chatzos? Because you have to fast for such a baby. So Shavuos Yaakov, of an art, in Erev Pesach, he says, no. He says, the Masechta Smachos had a stira. On one hand it says, he could call Bechor be Yoin. On the other hand it says, Vayim Bechatzi Alayla. And the Masechta Smachos answered. They started dying, they ended. So after I have a different terrace. Maybe be Yoin, because he called Bechor means all the Bechors that were born after Chatzos. Maybe by Chatzos they all died. But there were some new Bechors born that night. Be Yoin, because he called Bechor is going on those Bechors. So someone asked me a Kvotzkash, but there's only a few, it's not Kol Bechor. It's Kol Bechor, all the other ones are dead. These few Bechars that were born in the middle of the night, they're called Bechar, Eretz Mitzrayim. Shmam, you know why didn't the Masechta Smachos answer that? Motti, they didn't die. Hashem didn't kill those Bechars. The ones that were born after Chatzos, they didn't die. My Bazoi, a baby that's born after Chatzos, you don't have to fast. The Pella, because there is Yadalib Nisan, and this is Tezvav Nisan, I don't know what he wants. Mashaychas, Abba Azoi Belazoi, that based on this Masechta Smachos, Azoi Kam Dais Techezmi. Yes, at the end of the parsha, you have Laman Tia Tyrus Hashem Beficha, the mitzvah of Tefillin, that the Chamor. We have this is the two parshas we have in Tefillin. First of all, Stam is a Shver Ramban. It says Vahayikiy Viacha. The Ramban says Petr Chamor is only Noyig in Eretz Yisrael. Vahayikiy Viacha. And Al Shrine. Often the Ramban. It's Nishtemis. The Gemara says in Kedushin Daflam and Zayin Petr Chamor is Einatul Yisbarit. It's Noyig in Chutzlaritz. But Doicha Godel, they say the Ramban means it wasn't like in the Midbar. It wasn't like till they entered Eretz Yisrael. Amadim Ezman is that Petach Hamor is not even a Chutzlar. That is Meretin of the Ramban. Of the Efshar Nochein Inyan, in Tefillin, Leman Tia Teres Hashem Beficha, we know Tefillin has to be made out of a kosher animal. Leman Tia Teres Hashem Beficha, Min Hamutar Beficha, only what's mutter to eat. The Mishnah says in the Gila, you're not going to make Tefillin out of gold. Suppose Zav. You make Tefillin out of gold, you're not Yoytzit. It's possible. Zav Rashi in Megillah, why is it possible? Because it says, Leman Tia Teres Hashem Beficha, Min Hamutar Beficha, this is gold. What's wrong with gold? So it's also need gold. Doesn't understand. It's not also need gold. And the MS he's Meir. Rashi in Sanhedrin daf Mem Ches says a different shot. He says, why is it possible? Gold filling? Halach Lamoishim Yisina. In Menachos daf Mem Beis there's another Rashi. Rashi says it's possible. It's not oil. You need to be made out of oil. And what's this thing with Zav? What's wrong with Zav? So the Sfasemis in Megillah says Min Hamutar Beficha Leman Tia Teres Hashem Beficha has two dinim. It has to be edible, kosher food. Avada doesn't have to be gold is kosher. It's not a problem. It's not osati. But it has to be food. Min hamutar beficha, besides that, it has to be mutar beficha. It's beficha. It has to be essence. And if gold is not food, that alone is what Rashi means. Efshar b'zeh, that's what Rashi means or. It's not or. It's not from Echvesh. Now this halach is negated by a lot of things. The Morgan Avram brings down, a shofar also has to come from a kosher animal. Not only from a kosher animal. It has to come, not from an available treif, to be mocked, but it has to come from a shchuta. A shofar has to come from a shchuta. Much if you take a shofar off a live animal, then afterwards it becomes an avela. I don't know if it's a problem. If it's live, it's even a chai. Take it only from a shchuta. The mevar in you, maklor. But it says you have to take a shofar only from a tefillin. I understand the animal's finished after you took off the thing, but the shofar, I'm not sure. If you take a shofar off a live animal, a live animal is also not mutar b'ficha. It's even a chai. Mevar, tracht yet. But it is not locha. You can't take a shofar from a trait from a non-kosher animal and also not from an avela trait. Regend acharoy name. There's this nishsugi in sukkah, if you make a doif in sukkah out of an elephant, right? A soy peel, you make an elephant with the wall of sukkah, sugi in sukkah, not chof, gimel. How could you use a doif in sukkah from a non-kosher animal? So you could say, Torah, the doif in sukkah is not the ikr din of the doif, and the ikr of the schach, kenzogim. But Rabbi Tzvi Frank says a gewaldig taich. By any mitzvah, where the mitzvah is to use an animal, so we learn that it has to be a kosher animal. Tefillin, shofar, from an animal. Use a kosher one. Doif in sukkah can be made out of anything, it can be whole. An elephant is not worse than a horse. It could be eights for heaven. It could be anything. It's right down. It's not heaven. It could be eights for heaven. It's only when there's a din of a behemoth, then there's a din of behemoth.